This is Mythical.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Yes! Yes! Look at that. That is a beautiful sight right there. Somebody got a haircut. Did somebody get a little haircut?
Yeah.
All right. We'll talk about this on the show. I got it.
Hey, everybody, this is Dispatches from Myrtle Beach with Charles Neal and my son Link from Good Mythical Morning. How you doing, son?
Dad, I could not be doing better. I mean, you talk about a sight for sore eyes. We're coming back from a little break, and you got that mullet working. Man, look at that. You did it.
Oh, yeah. I got it cut, and the girl that cut it said she's got another guy that's doing the same thing. So it's like you said, we're gonna start something back up and get these mullets going again.
It's a trend. It's a trend, Dad. You're a trendsetter. You're a trendsetter. Not related to an Irish setter.
No.
Right. You're a go-getter.
I don't know. You know.
You're a sleeveless sweater. You're the best, and you're only getting better. You're my dad, and you did what I said her. You got yourself a mullet. Now, because I was like, when you go back and get a haircut, don't touch the back, just touch the top. Let me see a profile of this thing. Oh, man, look at it. It's creeping on down that neck.
Yeah, I didn't get none cut off the back. She knows not to cut the back. I said, my son said, don't cut none of that back off. It's got to keep getting longer when we see that mullet.
And you said that Nancy is on board. She's liking it?
Oh, yeah, she's loving it. Yeah.
What did she say exactly?
She just said, man, it looks really good. It looks great. I like it. Because she don't like it when it's too long on the top. She likes it a little long like this. But I don't know.
I do know. And I'm going to tell you, you know what? I don't like to say this a lot, but sometimes you just got to say it. I was right. I was right. Your game has been upped.
I've been thinking, Ben, you kind of wanted me to get this mullet, and I got it and everything, and we talked a little bit, and you out there in L.A. where Blake Shelton's at, and he used to have a mullet. Maybe I need to get him a picture and see if you can get it signed with when he had a mullet one time. You know, we might have to work on that.
You got him beat, Dad. You got him beat.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's country. He's country music. It's a different thing when he does it. See, it's kind of like me wearing my hat like this. It's like, he must be somebody. That's what you are.
I hear you.
I mean, if you're painting, be like, that's a badass painter. If you're partying, you're like, that's a party animal. And if you're showing up strutting in the church, well, just get it going. Did the rooster's in the house.
Yeah, they liked it Sunday when I went in with it. They thought it looked good.
Oh, yeah. So you're getting feedback from the parish, from the congregation? Yeah,
I got a table in the back where there ain't nothing but ladies that sit back there, and they said, man, that looks good.
You got a table in church?
There's 50-some people in our Sunday school class, but the ladies that aren't married or husbands deceased or something all sit at the same table. And they told me, said, man, that looks good. It ain't going to be long. You're going to be able to put it up in a ponytail a little bit. And I said, well, we might see.
So does all the single ladies at church are giving positive feedback?
That would be correct.
Party in the back. I guess it could be worship in the front. Worship in the front.
Party in the back. I don't know. We might be going a little bit too far with that, but I don't know. Yeah.
Well, I mean the back of your head. What are you talking about?
But we have some get-togethers and party and do stuff at the church too. So
Jesus turned water into wine.
Yeah.
At a wedding party.
Yes, he did.
Jesus likes to party.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? When I was talking to Christy about all this mullet talk, she was like, don't make your dad do that. And I'm like, well, I ain't going to make him do anything. I'm his cheerleader. I'm not his hair producer. Right? I mean, take up for me now. Am I coercing you into this? It seems like everything's getting better.
Well, everything's fine. I mean, I got to get my hair cut one way or the other. So, I mean, hey, it ain't like, it don't worry me. I've had it cut all off or let it go long. And when I was on Good Mythical Morning, with it all the way down my back. So, you know.
Right.
What's the difference in getting a mullet and doing it one way or the other?
I think she was concerned that I was going to make you into an object of ridicule. Or at least comedy. That I was just doing this for the comedic effect. But this goes much deeper than that. This is about heritage. And I don't know what that means. This is about style. And I know what that means.
Yeah, it's kind of hard. I don't know how you're going to tie heritage into just getting a haircut or something.
Well, you know, so, you know. You're a good old boy, Dad. You're a good old boy. I mean, the mullet is tied into being a good old boy. So I think you got it honest. I mean, if I didn't think you could pull it off, then yes. And if I were telling you to do it, then I would be setting you up for comedy. But I'm setting you up for celebration. The emails are going to come pouring in. If you're just listening to this, do I even have to say it? Go to the YouTube channel. Watch my dad talk underneath this mullet. It's just nice. It's nice to see his face talking framed by that mullet. And this is just a proud moment as a son. And thank you for trusting me.
Yeah, I like it. So I think it worked that good.
I you know what? You always got something up your sleeve that just brightens my day, Dad. I love you for it.
All you Myrtle Beast out there, look, we're going to start doing our show bi-monthly, and it'll still start coming out on Tuesdays on the podcast and Thursdays on YouTube, but it'll just be twice a month. And
Every other week.
So I just hope y'all can live with that. And we'll just, you know, things has worked out, like, you know, I'm not as famous as my son, and my son has a lot to do with everything in this old world. Oh,
he's throwing me under the bus, Dad.
I'm throwing you under the bus.
You got to be like, listen, I got too much retirement that I got to live. Okay, I'll take this one for the team. I'm like, you know what? Can you have too much of a good thing? I think so. So we're trying to stretch it out so that Dispatches from Myrtle Beach is now every other week so that you have time to emotionally recover. And if you start missing it, well, you can, the week that it's not released, you can just rewatch the previous one again because it'll be that much better the second time. Yeah, you're right. I'm mad at this. I'm constantly reassessing what I'm working on and like what the things that I'm getting pulled into. And this is not something that I'm getting pulled into. I don't even consider this work, honestly. But there's only a certain number of hours in the day. And for me, I'm like, okay, I absolutely, without a doubt, want to keep this thing going. This is extremely special to me. But the thing that, Dad, I brought up to you was, hey, there's some other, like, I'll be very specific. The stuff that Rhett and I are putting out on the Rhett and Link channel, we're trying to do that on a monthly basis, and we just haven't gotten our schedule under control in such a way that we can reach that cadence. And I'm so excited about the videos that Rhett and I are making over there, and it's just fledgling. It's kind of like a relaunch, and it's just getting off the ground. And I want to get some momentum over there. And I sat down and we looked at my schedule and a lot of things. So it wasn't just dispatches; it was a lot of things that we had to rethink and tweak in terms of how I was going to work on it, so that we could start to make that happen on a more consistent basis.
With all that in mind, all these new things that Rhett and Link is doing, y'all need to be watching that, because every once in a while, they said now, every once in a while, they're going to have me on the show too, just a little something on there where mm-hmm. where y'all can get a little look at me,
That's right.
Once in a while again too. So, you know, be on the lookout and be watching Rhett and Link and these new videos and stuff. And once in a while, you might see this mullet pop right on up in there.
That's right. So, yeah, and I think the first place to look is going to be Good Mythical Morning. So we're looking for ways, you know, with you being out there in Myrtle Beach, for us to, like, we got your setup and you're really getting your footing as far as dispatches goes. And you've contributed to Good Mythical Morning remotely before. And Good Mythical Evening, like, that was awesome, your contribution to that. So, yeah, I'm talking to the team about, hey, let's get Dad more involved. And because the other thing we're trying to do is, yes, if we're doing half as many episodes by alternating, it does free up my schedule. It does. But, you know, we do want to keep the momentum building for dispatches. You know, it's the type of thing, it does take time to build an audience. And so, you know, I want to thank the Myrtle Beasts who've been loyal to this show from the beginning, who've picked it up over time. I there's no doubt that we got a special thing going, and I'm very much committed to it. And I think that maybe a great way to grow the audience is to keep reminding people on Good Mythical Morning that, hey, come on over, check it out. It's just, in the meantime, it's going to require a little reallocation of resources. But I don't want, and so if you're an avid listener every single week, right when this thing comes out, you know, I'm sorry to tell you that it's going to be every other week indefinitely, but thanks for sticking with us, and hopefully you can still make it that a part of your routine and figure out what to do on those other weeks so you don't forget about us.
That's right. Yeah.
So, yeah, we're putting our best foot forward. We're juggling a lot of things, but it's all good. It's all good. It's for good reasons, and it's for positive. It's for a positive trajectory on all fronts.
It'll all work out.
And plus, Dad gets tired of me. You know, it's like he's gonna be happier to see me every other week, right, Dad?
No, I'll probably still be talking to you in between.
That's true. That's right.
I like talking to you. You've already brought that up, that I do that, and is always an ulterior motive.
I need you to call me. I need you to call me.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, listen, we got another holler out from Todd Baker. We talked to Todd early, and he said, this is Todd, the person who asked you about getting back out there after divorce. I am happy to report I am currently writing this email from a bar after singing karaoke for the first time since my dad's wedding over 20 years ago. So I'm going out and putting myself out there, and thank you and Link for your advice and encouragement.
Yes.
That a boy, Todd. You just got to keep your feet, getting them wet, and keep doing what you're doing, and you know, everything will work out for you. And you know, we're glad we could help to start with, and you know, you might could even send us a picture. Somebody took a picture of you singing that karaoke. That might be a good thing to do. But yeah, you know, I'm glad things are going pretty good for you, and just keep up the good work. And
Putting yourself out there, taking our advice. Karaoke is a good way to do it, you know, especially if you can develop a signature song, you know, I don't know what that'll be. So Todd, you can keep going back. You can have your signature song. Like when I was in high school, we would go to the karaoke bar. They let underage people in earlier because you could also order pizza there. It was in Anger. Go to the Anger karaoke spot. And there was a guy who would sing Magic Carpet Ride spot on every time. And you can't tell me he wasn't pulling the ladies or whoever he was interested in. He was like a tractor pull. So Todd, keep it up, son. You can do it. Get out there. Like Dad said, get your feet wet.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's time for another edition of Myrtle Beach Mailbag. We got some emails we need to go over. It says, I got one from Nico Shorto. He said, Why does Dr. Pepper come in a bottle?
Why does Dr. Pepper come in a bottle?
Yep.
I don't know why.
Because his wife left him for another man.
Okay.
Why? You're going to have to help me with this, and Logan.
I can help you. We don't need Logan. This kid, I can do this. I can figure this out.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
I can figure it out. I don't know either, but I can figure it out. Why is Dr. Pepper? First of all, it wasn't a drink. It was a person. So that's key part of the joke. I did get that part. Dr. Pepper is a person, and he's in a bottle because his wife did what?
Left him for another man.
But why would he be in a bottle? Oh, he's drunk. He's drunk, Dad.
Oh.
Why are you shaking your head, Logan? Now, let me explain it to you. I'll explain it to both of y'all.
Okay.
He's depressed because his wife left him. He's in the bottle. That's what you call being drunk. He became an alcoholic because his wife left him. He's depressed. Poor Dr. Pepper. Poor guy. This is a sad joke, Dad. And Logan.
Let me say it again.
Fine.
Why does Dr. Pepper come in a bottle?
Ooh. Oh. Ooh, Logan.
I think you missed that part.
Logan. Oh, it wasn't Logan. It was Nico Shorto.
We
missed the word in the middle.
Let me tell you, that takes some skill. Is that a challenge? Is that a challenge that you're up for? I don't know if I can do that. I don't know. I don't know if I is that even, I think it's possible, but I don't think it's probable.
No.
I mean, let's get specific. I mean, even if you get right up on the bottle, it's still, well, let's not get specific.
No, let's not get specific. Let's let Nico go and get to our next email.
Please.
And see where it goes.
Well, let me stop you.
I got an email from Hamish Vaughn. It says, a penguin takes his car to the shop and the mechanic says, it'll take about an hour for him to check it. While he waits, the penguin goes to an ice cream shop and orders a big sundae to pass the time. The penguin isn't the cleanest eater, and he ends up covered in melted ice cream. When he returns to the shop, the mechanic takes one look at him and says, looks like you blew a seal. No, the penguin insists, it's just ice cream.
That is something a mechanic would say.
Yep.
You ever blown a seal?
I've made a mess before, but I don't think I blew a seal.
What do you mean by that?
Just eating and make a mess, I guess.
Okay, good.
Get it all over me.
Yeah, good.
When it was
good.
Real good.
Yep, yeah. Exactly. Yep. Me too. I've done that too.
Okay. Well, let's go on to Rachel. Rig. I don't know.
Me
Rachel,
neither.
I'm sorry I messed up your last name, but anyway, it says, me and my boyfriend are wanting to repaint a room that shifts in northern lighting from season to season. In the winter, there is a neutral light cast in the room, and in the summer, a more reflective green light comes in from the tree leaves. How do we pick a color that can work for both these lightings? We thought about a mustard color.
Well, okay.
Rachel, I read this a little early, and I think you need to kind of steer on away from this mustard color. So, because whatever light comes in from these different seasons and stuff, that mustard color is going to stand out, and it's not going to change much, I don't think, with your northern lights. But
are these actual northern lights?
Yeah.
I just took her to mean that, like, the light, this a north-facing room window.
No, I think they live up where the northern lights are at.
All right. Okay. Because they're saying that when the green's on the trees, then that starts coming in the windows. That's how I took it. But okay.
Yeah.
And I like the fact that they gave you an answer, and now you're saying it's wrong. So what's right?
Yeah, well, the color I think he ought to use, and we've talked about it a little bit on the show before, is called sea salt, because this color can have a gray tint to it, it can have a green tint to it, or a blue-looking tint. As the sun hits this color, it changes and does different lights, and I think it would be a really neat color if you are living where the northern lights are when the seasons change, that you'll see the difference in these seasons with this color, because it'll change the color in that room with this sea salt. So, you know, It wouldn't be that hard to, if you don't use it for a year and try it. If it don't work out, paint it mustard and see how that works. It ain't like you,
I would go with the sea salt first. I would, you know, you ask for a reason. And then, you know what? Then go to mustard. But if you're going to do the other, then that's just spitting in our face. Sit on that mustard and put some sea salt up on that wall.
Link, I got us a question from Dana Cordry. It says, and you watch this show and I don't, but it says, how well do you think you two would do on Survivor together?
Survivor. I mean, yeah, I watch Survivor religiously.
Yeah.
Next time y'all come out, we need to watch some of it together because I think it would be fun if we watched it together. But maybe we just need to play it.
That's what I'm wondering. Maybe we need to just send our names in and see if we can get on Survivor and see how we do.
See, Lily's the one in our house that's like, I can do it. I want to apply. And I'm like, what? What about the idea to just go hiking? I don't know. I don't want to do that. What? Okay. So, honestly, I don't know. It's a little, I don't want to be running around in the, here's the worst thing, Dad, that happens. It'll start raining for like 12 hours and your shelter doesn't keep you dry and you're soaked to the bone for 12 hours and you're just miserable, just huddled up with these people that you're competing against. And that is the worst. Like, I love watching the show. I don't have anything to prove anymore. But if you really want to do it, I'll do it. Do you think you could run around in just your underwear it used to be 42 days. They've reduced the amount of days to where it's like more in the 20s now, I think, but it's gotten a lot harder at the same time. Do you really? You'd really be interested in doing this? Because they do have, some seasons where it's, I think they call them blood versus water, where it's like you got relatives, it could be a father-son, it could be a married couple, it could be, we could totally fit into one of those, that criteria. And there's been some dads who've come on there who like never watched the show and they were hilarious. You'd be awesome at that. But are you up for the challenge?
I think I wouldn't mind doing it, but you know, I guess with my health like it is, but I would try it. You know, I wouldn't care. I'd run around in my underwear for 28 days and not worry about it.
and here I am weeping. Can you comfort me?
If it rains for 12 hours, I'll look after you and take care of it because I mean, I ain't going to let you drown or nothing happen to you, so I'm going to look after you. But I think the game part of it with your mentality and maybe my physical stuff and getting other stuff, me and you do pretty well at this thing, working at it together.
Oh, that means a lot coming from somebody who's never watched the show. yeah, let's watch it first, but I'm intimidated by it. But thanks for saying that you would be my dad tarp, because I heard that you would keep me dry.
Drape
yourself over me.
As much as I could, yeah.
I think you should go on with Lily. That would be more hilarious to me, because then I could be watching it. I could be sending you a letter, and you could open it, and you could cry, and that'd be great. Like I like that vantage point from me.
Well, I got Lily's number. Of course, I won't call her till later on, but
don't call her right now.
when in the next week or so, I might run that by her, see what she thinks about it.
Do it. I'll be the backup. I just got demoted.
Now it's time for a word from our sponsor. Well, listen, we got a ad we're going to do this week, and it comes from Monica Bland, and she sent us an email and asked him where to go for her honeymoon in Myrtle Beach.
Oh.
We're going to do an ad for Ocean Drive Beach and Golf Resort.
Let's hear it.
You talk about a nice place. It's right on the ocean. I don't know. It's probably 10 or 14 stories high. It's got a restaurant. It's got several restaurants in it, and it's right on the beach. But then because you're young and it's a nice place to go, it's got three different clubs in it where you can go dancing and have a good time.
You been in these clubs?
I've been in all of them.
Of course you have.
Danced in all of them. Yeah.
There you go. So,
hey, it would be a good place to come to North Myrtle Beach, the Ocean Drive Beach and Golf Resort. And y'all could enjoy yourself and just, I think you'd have a great time there. And then you just right on the ocean where you can go right out the door and just get on the ocean. And then there's a lot of different places where you can just walk right downtown and go to different places to go to, too. So you really wouldn't have to get out and drive and go anywhere unless you wanted to. And you could spend your whole honeymoon there and have a big time. So look that place up, Monica, and see if you'd like to go there.
Nice.
Link, we got a new segment that we're going to get started on. It says, it's Say What Now?
All right.
Say what now? I got, you know, I get several emails, but
yeah,
I get a lot of emails from all over the world of people teaching me sayings from or asking me to pronounce something.
Yeah.
So, Link, I'm going to say a sentence that Alana Sangston from Australia sent me with my best Australian accent, and you try to interpret what I'm saying.
All right, I'll do my best.
So the first one says, I was so stoked to go to the Gath tonight.
Is this your Aussie accent?
I'm trying to figure out how to do that. Do it for me one time.
I'm going to throw my boomerang at you, alligator. I'm going to throw my boomerang at you, alligator.
Okay.
Or is it a crocodile?
I was so stoked to go to the Gath tonight. I jumped in the car and went to the servo to pick up some Drury's. I had to fang it in the bottle-o before it closed.
What?
The dag at the counter was pretty cruisy and gave me a discount on some piss. I was so crooked the next day from drinking, I nearly shit in my docks.
Nearly shit in your docks. Okay, so break it down for me. Can you give me each word?
I was stoked to go to the Gath tonight.
Gath? G-A-T-H?
Yep.
I don't know. Is that a bar? It's a club or a bar. I have to do this with my face if I want to be an Aussie.
It's a gathering of friends and small party.
Oh, so like a kickback. Okay.
So it says, I jumped in the car and went to the servo.
That's the gas station.
To pick up some
Drury's. Servo's gas station. To pick up some Drury?
Drury's.
Some Drury's.
Drury's.
I don't know, pain pills.
they went by to get some cigarettes.
Oh, some ciggies. A little bit of a ciggy.
Yep.
Okay. Drury's are cigarettes.
And it says, I had to fang it.
Had to fang it?
To get to the bottle of.
I had to fang it. I pedaled to the metal. Oh, yeah?
To drive fast.
Drive
fast
all
is
right.
Fang it.
Context clues. Yep. Yes.
Okay. And to get to the bottle-o before it closed.
The bottle-o. Get to the bottle-o.
The bottle-o.
What's this, a grocery store?
It's a store.
Liquor. A liquor store.
Liquor store.
That makes sense.
That's it.
The bottle-o. That's cool. That's cool. That's where you get your bottles.
And it says the dag at the counter was pretty cruisy.
The dag, I guess, is the attendant. And then Cruzy is like pretty cool, pretty upbeat and going with the flow.
And no, that ain't what Dag is. Dag is the dorky, nerdy person.
Okay. So it's a derogatory term for a dork, yeah. A Dag. But the Dag was Cruzy, which means it's the Dag Cruzy. Was pretty go with the flow.
That's it. Easy and relaxed.
I like that. Cruzy. I'm going to use that. That's the one I'm going to keep. I want to be Cruzy.
Like you are when you rubbing your dog.
That's right. That's right. And he means that literally.
Yep.
Good.
And then it says, and they gave me a discount on some piss.
Piss? Like P-I-S-S?
Yep.
Oh, throw my boomerang at your gator.
You want to get the guy? They gave me some piss.
So wine, beer, more beer?
That's it. Piss is alcohol.
Alcohol. Wow. Okay.
And I was so crooked the next day from drinking. Crooked. I was crooked.
Hungover.
That's pretty close. Yeah. Sick and angry.
Yeah. Sick and angry. Crooked.
And the last one is, I nearly shit in my docks.
Okay. So shit is when you poop.
Yep.
And docks is your boots, your Doc Martens.
No, it's just your trousers, pants, and underpants.
All of that's your docks?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I just got woke up. When we went on a tour in Australia, and we fell asleep, and the guy came over the intercom, and he was an Aussie, and he was like, wakey, wakey, wakey. And so, like, as a family, that's something that we've adopted. When you need to wake up or get with the program, sometimes we'll, like, play it like that. Wakey, 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 wakey. It's time to drink your piss.
Yo, hey, hope y'all have had a good time today, and come on back and see us again in 2 weeks. So we'll be back and doing another episode, and it'll mm-hmm. be out on the podcast on Tuesday and on YouTube on Thursday for another one. So if you got a joke, question, or comment you'd like to share with me, email me at ratherbeshaggin53@aol.com. Have a great weekend, everyone. We can't wait to spin your world around again, and we'll be seeing you in 2 weeks. So just come on back around, and we'll see if we can't spin your world of where we want it to go. So y'all have a great couple of weeks, and we'll be seeing you.
Yep.
Love you, son.
Love you too, Dad.